Nolte, Brooke Shields claims she was raped, doesn't name rapist. By John Nolte on January 21, 2023. In a new documentary, Brooke Shields says she was raped by a major Hollywood player. Unfortunately, she doesn't name her rapist. Instead of naming him or filing charges against him, at the time, she says she instead wrote him a, no joke, scathing letter, saying that she was above him. Yep, here we go again. Another genetic lottery winner who has lived a life of astonishing privilege releases a documentary. Oh, sorry, a two-part documentary about how she's been a victim for 56 years. If Shields was indeed raped, that is a terrible, appalling, life-altering thing. She has all my sympathy. But would you like to know what else is terrible? Knowing there's a rapist out there and doing nothing to stop him. I mean, other than use it as public relations fodder to sell your two-part documentary. The recidivist rate among sex offenders, especially rapists, is well known. So why would any decent person remain silent, knowing chances are better than not he will rape again? Rape is one of the worst things that can happen to a person. To remain silent and profit off your story at the expense of other women is inexcusable. Allowing this person to roam free and continue preying on other women is unforgivable. Sometimes we are hit with a duty and responsibility we don't want and never asked for. That's life. Shields has a duty and responsibility to other women to name this man. Shields is not the first celebrity to claim rape and refuse to name the rapist, which leads me to this question. Why are all these hashtag MeToo victims willing to destroy the career of a thousand Bill Murrays over off-color jokes made 25 years ago but not willing to name the actual predators, those who truly are a danger to other women? Here's Shields sharing her burden about being born beautiful. It felt so arbitrary and unmerited, she says, about the fascination with her beauty when she was so young. That anyone called her an icon was something she wasn't capable of processing. I was born with this face, so I didn't want to think about it, she says. I wanted to think about things I could control. Things that could have happened without beauty. Pretty Baby, which was directed by Lana Wilson. The Taylor Swift documentary Miss Americana chronicles Shields' entire career, from when she first started modeling at 11 years old in a soap ad to present day. When she is finally ready to reckon on a public stage with her fame and the ways in which she was exploited and traumatized by the industry. It's empowering and it's powerful, a portrait of a constantly transforming woman on the journey to finally, now, understanding her identity and the power of her own agency. Oh, the poor pretty baby. Seems to me you should be blaming your parents. It was their job to protect you. Finally, let me say this. The same people, leftists, like those behind this documentary, including the wife of George Stephanopoulos, and those who will pearl clutch over poor Brooke being traumatized by this early sexualization, are the same people who want to flood elementary schools with gay porn and drag queens and want Disney to groom little kids by pushing adult sexuality in Toy Story movies. They are the same people who defend teachers teaching little kids how to masturbate with fruits and vegetables. The same people who think it's okay to permanently destroy children with castration, hormone therapy, and other irreversible surgeries. If Brooke Shields wants to show real courage, instead of profiting off her oh woe is beautiful and wealthy me victimhood in a two-part documentary, she will 1. Name her rapist to get him off the street and 2. Speak out against Disney and school boards sexualizing little kids. Who could serve as a better spokesperson about the downside of sexualizing children than Brooke Shields? That would take real courage. That would be doing some real good. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.